Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory, glory to the Lamb.
We give all glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Yes, we sing
glory,
glory to the
to
Lamb.
The Lamb.
This is why. For He is
power
and amazing forever is He. And He will reign
forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is He.
Is He.
So together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb. Jesus is His name, we give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For He
is,
He's the beginning,
okay.
And He is the end,
forever,
forever He remains.
Amen. Good morning. Glory to the Lamb. What a beautiful song. Glory to the Lamb. He is all that I need. He is God. He is everything to me. Glory to the Lamb. Amen, amen. The song selection is just phenomenal. I love simple songs that tell a story without a bunch of words. Simple songs that tell a story without a bunch of words. Amen. Glory to the Lamb. That is what I sing this morning. Amen. I ask you to forgive my voice. I think I did something. I thought I was wrapped up pretty well yesterday. And I think I wasn't wrapped up quite as well as I thought. So I awoke in with this little hoarseness. And so I just asked you to look past that as we go into prayer and what God might be saying to us as we move into a brand new week. Amen. It is December. It is the last week, the last month of the year. Lord, I was about to say the last week of the year. Lord, have mercy. Don't rush it. It's the last month of the year. Amen. It has been quite a year. Whether your year was or bad, and I guess I really can't say that because all of our years was good and bad. All of us had challenges and struggles. All of us had ups and downs. Nobody's year was all up, and nobody's year was all down. It's been a combination of ups and downs, challenges and joys. It has been that type of year. And so as we come to the close of another year, you need to get your mind set for next year. You need to get your mind set. What do you want to see? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? How will you reinvent yourself? Yes, I said it. How will you reinvent yourself? What is it that you want to see changed in you, about you, and what are you willing to do about it? What do you want to see changed in you and about you? And what are you willing to do about it? If you are just going to wait for God to change you or to fix a situation or make things better for you, all these, you know, these terms that we use, which really amount to allowing us to remain lazy and unengaged in the change that we want to see. So if you want to lose weight, you can pray all you want over your food and ask God to rebuke the calories and rebuke the fat and rebuke it, Lord. You can rebuke it all you want. When you finish eating whatever it is that you're eating, it's going to give you the fat that's in it and the calorie that's in it and all that goes with it, all of that's going to happen. You cannot rebuke something that you are putting in you. You can't rebuke mean talk while you continue to speak it. You cannot rebuke low self-esteem while you continue to speak it into your life. So you cannot say with one side of your face, I rebuke this low self-esteem. And as soon as you finish saying that rebuke, you are speaking the very low self-esteem that you are rebuking. You cannot leave and go at the same time. You're going to have to make some decisions. And the only decisions that you make that are going to bring forth any fruit in your life are the decisions that you make that come along with change, that come along with mindset change, that come along with what am I going to do differently. If those things are not a part of the conversation, then all you're doing is wishing and dreaming for something that you probably will never see. But oh Lord, if you just decide in one area where you want to see change, just decide in one area where you want to see growth, and then add what is it you want to do and who you want to be and the changes you're willing to make, I promise you the Holy Spirit will put his super on your natural, and he will turn the whole thing around. You want to be healthier. I've admired so many. I make fun of y'all. I do make fun of some of my members who have gone to all these different categories of eaters, vegans and megans and tegans and megans and legans. I don't know what to call them anymore. So I do make fun, but I admire their commitment to take something out of their diet that they don't feel is benefiting them, and finding the replacement, finding things that give their body what their body needs without the stuff that they were taking in. I admire that, because those are changes that were not just about thinking and thoughts, and I wish they put some leg to what they were doing and what they're doing. And I've watched so many of them lose weight and get stronger and have just better health, better hair, better skin. I've watched them change in so many ways, because some of the things, we've got to be honest, that we're putting in our bodies are no good for us. And so they made some changes. They desired to see something different in their life. They spoke it, and then they began to do it. And so that is the mantra as we move forward. You got to make some changes, and you got to be willing to do what you said those changes are. That's what we talked about a little bit yesterday. It was a different kind of service, different kind of message, and I'm grateful for that. Just something new and fresh. There are some changes that God wants us to make as a church, as a people. And we've got to be willing to make the changes, do the things that he's calling for us to do differently. But in order for that to happen, we are going to have to make some decisions about what we're going to do. Am I going to follow God, or am I going to continue to follow my tradition? Am I going to follow God, or am I going to continue to follow my friends who are doing the same thing? Am I going to follow God, or am I going to continue to follow my flesh who just wants this particular thing? Even though it's everything else is taken for me to get it and destroying me. Make up your mind that you're going to follow God and do it God's way, that there's going to come a price tag. And part of that price tag is change. Nothing gets better without change. Gotta change. You gotta change. I gotta change. You gotta change. We have to change. So we're going to pray that God would help us to not just talk about what we want to be, not just talk about the differences we want to see in our life, but then put a plan to what we have been saying. And then when we put that plan and lay it out, then we say, Holy Spirit, add your super to my natural. In the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you, glorify you, we love you. You're good all by yourself. We pray that you would hear us today. Oh God, change is what you are requiring from us. You've been talking to us about it all year long. That we will have nothing significant happen in our life when we are not willing to change for it. Women have to, their bodies have to change to house the baby. Their body has to change to hold the baby. Then their body has to change to deliver the baby. Then their bodies have to change to sustain the baby. And so they are going through constant change for the purpose of another human. So God, would you help us to just endure a little change in the purpose and for the purpose of becoming, us becoming who you called us to be. We cannot pretend that we are something that we are not. We cannot pretend that we are someone that we're not. We need to be prepared and ready to do your will and to do it the way you want us to do it. Father, help us. Help us, Lord, to make small, incremental, sustainable changes in our lives, Lord God, in our health, in our bodies, in our thinking, in our prayer life, in our devotional life. All sustainable changes. And we thank you, Lord. We bless you for it. We glorify you. We love you because change is happening in us and with us, to us, and around us. And we thank you. We glorify you. We bless you. And we ask, Lord God, that you would help us to embrace the change that's necessary for us to become who you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. And I will see you this Wednesday. Don't forget, we have Pastor Ralph Douglas West from the Church Without Walls in Houston, Texas. He will be closing out our recharge services for this year. This will be the last recharge service for the year of 2017. Come and be blessed by this tremendous man of God as he brings a word to us, a word that will be in season. We love you, and I'll see you then. Bye.